welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. This week, we continue our look at the flagship beers of Wooden Lakes Brewing of Brookings. A beer that was not designed to be a flagship, but became their most brewed beer, Wild Hare. Seth Cook is co-owner of Wooden Lakes.
We're going to talk about a number of beers over the weeks and have already that we kind of started brewing in our pilot system. Wild Hare was actually born... conceived and born in the brewery itself. So the original project of Wild Hare was, maybe let's talk a little bit about what Wild Hare is, and then I can kind of tell you the origin story. What a cream ale is, it is a light beer, and I mean that in body, I mean that in color, and I mean that in flavor intensity. It's a light style beer. It is still an ale, so we still use our house ale yeast. It's made deliberately to be very drinkable. It is balanced. It's not going to have a whole lot of hops. It's also not going to have a whole lot of malt as well. It's light in color. The origin story of Wild Hare is fun to tell because when we were getting into the project, we started to work with the Hobo Day Committee on campus, and they had reached out to us and said, you know, let's brew a beer as a collaboration, or at least, you know, let's do something fun. And they said, could we do a beer? We at least work with you to do a beer and provide our input for a beer that we could have for the Hobo Day celebration. So we did that project in 2000. It must have been 14. We worked with them, and they said, let's make a beer that is a beer for the masses. Let's make a beer that people that have maybe not have been presented craft beer can still get behind and still enjoy. They wanted to make a beer that represented a little bit of what South Dakota is in its own little portion. So we started working together, and that's where we made what we had called at the time Hobo Brew.
The beer became so popular it had to be brewed beyond Hobo Day, and it was renamed Wild Hare. We'll continue its story when Beer Untapped returns right after this. Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller as we dissect another of the flagship beers at Wooden Lakes Brewing. Wild Hare was born as Hobo Brew, but proved so popular it became a Wooden Lakes regular after being renamed. Seth Cook says it's extremely drinkable.
Fun thing about this beer is that it was one of the first collaborations. It's a light beer. It actually uses some corn in it. It has become one of our number one bestsellers. People like Wild Hare, not only because it's a well-produced and well-manufactured beer, but they like Wild Hare because it's usually a good beer for them to try if they may be intimidated by some of the other styles on the wall that they've never heard of. It's been really cool for us, and as a project, I have a real appreciation for Wild Hare because of the things that Wild Hare has taught us, or a couple, is that... listening to our customers and listening to what they want is incredibly important. You know, we were a bit resistant to the idea of doing a cream ale at first. We had a cool blonde that we really liked and some other beers that we really liked. And I will humbly say that this beer is fantastic and it is a derivative of what people have wanted to drink. Number two is that it has been one of the most technically challenging beers for us to make. We become... and have become better brewers because we make a cream ale. And I know that's kind of a funny story because cream ale usually isn't something you would hang your hat on your flagship saying, try this. But the reality is that because of the transparency in the cream ale, because of the lightness in the cream ale and the lightness in Wild Hare, there's nowhere for mistakes to be hidden. And it's taught us how to do better recipe preparation. It's taught us how to do better mash temperatures. It's taught us how to do better yeast handling. It's taught us how to do better clarification. It's taught us how to do better packaging. The point being is that it's touched every part of our process and made us improve. And I owe something to Wild Hare for that. We are a better brewer because we make Wild Hare.
So is it the beer you've brewed the most?
Yep. If you do by volume, it is the beer that we have brewed the most. And I think that's quickly followed by Split Rock Creek.
The thing that's nice about Wild Hare, too, is it also becomes the pub shandy.
Oh, yeah. We even talked about the shandy. But, yeah, a lot of the use for the Wild Hare is in the pub shandy, and that's where we do the bar top mix of the lemonade. It's not as popular in this type of season when it is a million degrees below zero.
Right.
But when it starts warming up, people really like it.
Wild Hare is on tap at Wooden Lakes Brewing today. Give it a try. Let's check in with Drew Eklund at Brookings Liquor Store, where recent weeks have seen all kinds of IPAs arrive. That includes a new one on tap for your growler fills from White Elm Brewing of Nebraska.
Freedom and Madness, $12.80 for a 64-ounce pour. Freedom and Madness is loaded with raw oats and 100% Galaxy hops. The oats give this beer a smooth, creamy texture, while the Galaxy hops provide citrus and passion fruit flavors. And, you know, White Elm is kind of known for their IPAs.
New packaged beer at Brookings Liquors includes lots of IPAs.
IPAs continue to dominate the craft market.
Tons of stuff over there.
Oh, yeah. I think a big reason for that is that brewers continue to innovate and evolve the style. Hazy IPAs exploded onto the scene last year, and now brewed IPAs and milkshake IPAs are kind of trickling their way into our store.
That includes new IPAs from Surly, New Belgium, and Odell. That's it for this week's show. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.